Vincenzo Bellini, who at the height of his fame was one of the leading operatic composers of Italy, achieved his first important success from the opera La Sonnambula, The Sleepwalker. Bellini was thoroughly in sympathy with this subject when he undertook to convert it into an opera, and it found at his hand most appropriate treatment. The opera was first produced in 1831 in the city of Milan, and was enthusiastically received. It pleased the public especially well in England, and in London, no Italian opera had ever before been performed so frequently. Its popularity is to some extent due to its logical and interesting story, but principally to the beauty and originality of the many melodies with which the score abounds. An English critic aptly says of Sonnambula, "An opera so full of pure melody and of emotional music of the most simple and touching kind that it can be appreciated by everyone, by the most learned musician or the most untutored amateur." The part of Amina, which is assumed by Anna Keyes on this record, was the role in which both Patti and Albani made their first appearance before the English public. The scene of the opera is laid in a quiet hamlet in Switzerland. Amina is a village maiden betrothed to Elvino, a young landowner of the neighborhood. Although it is not generally known in the village, Amina is a somnambulist. While walking in her sleep one night, she unfortunately enters the room of Count Rudolph and falls on the bed without waking. She is discovered there, still asleep, and Elvino breaks off their engagement in anger. Finally, after many incidents, Elvino sees her sleepwalking and believes in her innocence. The lovers become reconciled and the opera ends happily. The scene given on the record is the most dramatic portion of the whole opera. The stage shows a part of the village with a large mill wheel in the background, turning rapidly. A frail wooden bridge spanning the wheel gives access from a dormer window in the mill roof to an old flight of stone steps leading to the ground. Amina appears at the window and crosses the bridge without waking, watched in horror by Elvino and several villagers. As she crosses the bridge, holding some withered flowers in her hand, she sings the aria, "A non credea mirati," in which she compares human love to the faded flowers. "Scarcely could I believe thee to wither so shortly, O blossom. Thus love springs within the bosom and dies the self-same hour." She sings pathetically. It is a somber melody, sweet and yet sad, and Miss Case renders it with great feeling. When a young American girl without money, social position, or backing, at the age of 21, is successful in securing an engagement at the Metropolitan Opera House of New York, it is natural to assume that she must possess superior musical gifts. Miss Case did secure such a position, and she is now well known both in grand opera and in concert throughout the United States.